25. Time and the Stars, Richard A. Proctor. Light does not travel with infinite velocity. Its speed is indeed so enormous that, compared with every form of motion with which we are familiar, the velocity of light appears infinitely great. In a single second, light crosses a space equal to 8 times the circumference of the Earth. And therefore, in traveling from any visible object on the Earth to the eye of an observer on the Earth, light occupies a space of time indefinitely short. Yet even as regards such objects as these, light has occupied a real interval of time, however small, in reaching the eye. And so we see objects not as they are at the moment we perceive them, but as they were the smallest fraction of a second before that. Raising our eyes from the earth to observe the heavenly objects, we find a really considerable space of time occupied by light in carrying to us information about those distant bodies. From the moon, light takes little more than 1.25 seconds in reaching us, so that we obtain sufficiently early information of the condition of our satellite. But light occupies more than 8 minutes in reaching us from the sun, a longer or shorter interval in traveling to us from Mercury, Venus, and Mars, according to the position of these planets, from about 35 to about 50 minutes in reaching us from Jupiter, about 1.20 hours on the average in speeding across the great gap which separates us from Saturn, while we receive information from Uranus and Neptune only after intervals twice and 3 times as great as that which light takes to come from the ringed planet Saturn. Thus, if we could at any moment see the whole range of the solar system as distinctly as we see Jupiter or Mars, the scene would not show the real appearance of the solar systems at that or any other definite instant. The information brought by light about the various members of the solar system belongs to different times. If man had powers of vision which enabled him to watch what is taking place on the different planets of the solar system, it is clear that events of the greatest importance might have occurred while yet he remained quite unconscious of their occurrence. Or, to look at it the other way, if an observer on Neptune could see at all that is taking place on the Earth, he might remain for hours unconscious of an event important enough to affect a whole continent. We can imagine, for example, an observer on Neptune watching the Battle of Waterloo from the early dawn until the hour when Napoleon's heart was still full of hope, and our great leader watching with anxiety. The scene would have been full of interest to an intelligent Neptunian, but while he was still watching it, the battle would have been decided long since. It is, however, when we pass beyond the limits of the solar system that we understand best how very different in time are the events presented to us. Here we have to deal not with seconds, minutes, or hours, but with years, decades, and centuries. From the nearest of the fixed stars, light takes fully 3 years in travelling to the Earth. And so far as observation has gone, it seems unlikely that amid the whole of the heavens there are as many as 100 stars whose light reaches us in less than 12 or 15 years, and we may assume that the light of many stars occupies thousands of years in coming to us.